When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down.
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny, 欢迎收听开言英语。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢我们要说说就是在生活当中或者你去国外的时候遇到了一些什么小偷啊、强盗啊、骗子啊这些就是被偷、被骗、被抢这些英文要怎么说
Okay, so today we are going to talk about all kinds of things, getting robbed, getting cheated, I guess.
对，就是 the misfortunes of life.
Yeah.
生活中一些不幸的事情啊，但总归会发生嘛。那这个英语怎么说？好，那欢迎大家到我们的微信公众号来一边听节目一边看文字，更好的学习。我们的公众号是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。找到我们啊，在那个小框框里面输入回复。什么偷骗抢都能看到今天的推送 OK 那其实做这次的节目呢就是我最近刚 I just came back from a big trip to Europe、到欧洲去旅游然后旅游还很开心的在法国游塞纳河的时候 When I was on a、cruise on the Seine 就遇到了一个开言的用户
Wow
Amy我觉得我们有好多用户叫 Amy,
Amy
这个是西安的 Amy 然后、我就觉得太有缘了我们还拍了好多照片、
太巧了
太巧了跟你问好一下问候一下啊这次在国外呢其实被偷被骗这种倒没发生但迷路了很多很多次
Oh, of course
So, you know, of course 你知道人生地不熟嘛 So let's start with this most harmless 我们就从迷路这件最没有那么倒霉的事情说起好了
Okay, so、if you guys want to know how to say 迷路 it's lost
I'm lost、
Well, actually guys, don't say you've lost the road
对对对那个是 Chinglish 不要说就直接 I'm lost 就行了、是吧那如果你正在迷路 You are lost 然后 you're trying to find help
Right
Trying to find your way 就可以怎么说呢、
Well, you could tell someone that you're lostBut, like, usually the people that are saying, you know, excuse me, can you help me find blah, 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 or which way to blah, blah, blah. Like, we kind of know you're lost because you're holding a map and, you know, you
or
look...
Your phone
or your、
nowadays.
phone. Yeah, exactly.
就也不需要真的说出来说 excuse me, I'm lost.
Yeah.
哎呀但我经常这样我就说 excuse me, I'm kind of lost.
Yeah, actually, that's a good way, because that, you know, I'm kind of lost. We had another...
就比较口语化是吧
Right, we had another comment earlier, too, about, you know, Adam, you always say this phrase, kind of, you know, kind of. But it just really helps to, you know, make it...
软化语气
Exactly, exactly.
就更自然一点对吧、excuse me, I'm kind of lost.
I'm kind of lost.
就是 can you help me to get to...
Somewhere.
什么什么地方
Right.
Or how do you know how to get to 一个什么什么地方
Right, or just which way to...
Which way to 都可以啊。好迷路讲完了以后接下来我们看看被偷这件事啊。我还记得前段时间我们不是有一个开言会员课程是说到巴黎旅游、oh. And we got so many comments for that lesson 很多朋友都去过巴黎都很爱巴黎 Paris、
yeah.
然后其中有一个 comments、就有一个用户说他在那儿遇到小偷被偷了但是他还是觉得那个旅程 you know, it was unforgettable she loved、
sure.
Paris 但我记得他的那个 comment 里面写说 I was stolen in Paris、
yeah.
就我在巴黎被偷了那其实后来我们也有跟他说不要这样讲啊因为英语里面如果被偷了、
right. Yeah, well if you say I was stolen it probably means like被绑架了 like I was kidnapped、
oh, kidnapped 更重对反正就是被偷了英语里面不会直接说 I 不会用这个 pronoun、
right.
来做主语
something of yours was stolen
对所以英语里面会确切的说我的什么什么东西被偷了、比如说 my wallet was stolen、
right.
my camera was stolen、my phone was stolen、
right. my heart was stolen
你好肉麻好 corny 哎，你不是说在中国你就有一次这个自行车被偷了
Yeah, my bike was stolen
My bike was stolen, 对吧所以就是那个确切的东西后面加 was stolen、好那名词的小偷、
okay.
小偷英语怎么说呢
Oh, we got lots of names for these guys The most basic name is thieves
复数 thieves、嗯、或者单数就是 a thief,
thief、yeah.
嗯、但是还有更口语化的是吧
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of thief. Like in Paris, for example, it's pickpockets you need to watch out for.
Pickpockets,、mm. because they pick your
pockets. They pick your pocket or they take your wallet.
对 pickpockets 其实就是名词小偷的意思就是说它就是这种 like petty crimes.
Petty crimes.
就是小、yeah. 就是趁你不注意什么地铁站啊、mm. 什么很多这种对吧就把人家皮夹子偷了 pocket、
right.
就你的口袋它就手伸到你口袋里面、
yep.
就 pickpockets、mm. 那怎么跟一个人说要小心就这里小偷很多你要小心、
mm, You just probably say just watch out for thieves、
Watch out、yeah. for thieves Watch out for something 就是要谨慎、
mm.
提防的意思啊。好那在接下来啊、这个我觉得比偷着要更明目张胆更严重一点就是抢、mm,
Right、
那抢英语可以怎么说呢
Rob
To rob someone.
To rob someone, or I was robbed.
前面虽然我们说我被偷了，不能说 I was stolen.、
Mm.
但这个抢你可以直接说 Oh, I was robbed.
I was robbed.
就是有人来抢我的东西、
mm.
对吧？这个 I was robbed 是对的啊。这个好像也经常看到它用名词，比如一个银行。
Oh yeah, sure.
银行。
Well, so usually if it's a noun, we would say robbery.
Like a bank robbery.
A bank robbery, and so the person would be called a bank robber.
Robber,、
yeah.
R-O-B-B-E-R, 就是一个强盗、
mm.
对吧、
right.
I was robbed.
The bank was robbed.By the bank robber.
我刚刚那个不只是 example, 不只是例句 I was really robbed.
Oh.
Not on this trip, 不是这次旅游是我刚到澳大利亚留学的时候、
oh.
In broad daylight,、
oh,
光天化日之下、
no.
In Chinatown.
In Chinatown.
在唐人街 But by a foreigner, not a Chinese.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
不是被中国人抢在唐人街被外国人抢我当时就完全 I didn't even It took meA few seconds to realize what was what just happened. 没有完全没反应过来，因为我是在打电话，
嗯、mm. ，
就用手机，然后突然怎么觉得 ，Where was my phone? 电话没声音了，就是一个人很快的从我后面跑过来，把我电话抢走。So he robbed my phone and just quickly, very, very quickly ran away.
Oh.
嗯，说到抢，另外还有一个更口语的，是我以前看美剧学的，是叫 mug。
Oh, mugged, yeah.
就是马克杯那个 mug, M-U-G.
Yeah, well, this one also I think about like violence.
比较暴力的 I was mugged.
Right, because again, like a bank robbery could be, you know, at night. And nobody gets hurt, something like that. Whereas a mug is always going to be, you know, a guy or a girl pulling a weapon.And saying, give me something.
So mug 通常就是有一些武器 weapon, 凶器
Right, and mug is always going to be person to person, whereas robbery could be a person to place. Yeah.
店啊什么的、mm. 啊。好，那还有一个，你前面教我的是有一种 robbery 是别人敲你竹杠。
Oh, yeah, this is the worst.
给你一个很高很高的价格 to sell you something that's, you know, worthless.
Yeah, this is my dad's favorite expression. Highway robbery.
Highway 就是高速公路、mm. 但他这里不是说在高速公路上抢你的东西、
right.
而是一种比喻 highway robbery、
right.
就是说被狠狠地敲了一笔竹杠
The price is so high. And often it's for something that you have no choice.Like if an iPhone is really expensive, well, I'll just go buy the, you know, the Huawei or something.
Yeah, yeah. 对
but highway robbery is like, I have no choice.、
嗯、
I must pay this.
比如爬山什么爬到著名的山的山顶、
yeah.
一瓶水要20块钱。
Exactly. That's highway robbery.
嗯，好，那接下来来说像家里进贼啊什么的那种。
Okay, this one is a little bit tougher to say. It's burglary.
对 burglary.、
Mm, so it sounds like burger.
Like hamburger.
Hamburger. But it's burglar.
Burglar 是那个人
burglar,
对吧、
yeah.
贼。然后或者也可以说什么 my home was broken into, the store, 个、店里晚上进贼。
It was broken into, yeah.
对讲什么 broken into, there was,was a burglary, 通常就是晚上好像没有人的时候啊。
Right, right. They watch you, they know when you're not home,
对对对
and then they break into your home.、
嗯、
Scary.
好，那接下来我要说的这个呢，是我到北美特别有体会的，就有的时候你不太知道哪个区域是安全不安全的，特别在北美很多 downtown 很市中心的地方，一边都是什么酒店啊商店啊，但是你过一个 block、
right.
走一两条街就变得很乱的地方，然后有一些很就看起来比较恐怖的人。
Right, it gets kind of sketchy.
哎，这个词一定要教大家 sketchy.
Sketchy.
怎么拼呢？
This is S-K-E-T-C-H-Y.
Sketchy 的意思就是我前面说的那个乱，是吧？
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it can also be like sketchy people.
就是 unsafe.
It's pretty unsafe.
对、yeah. you shouldn't trust them. 对吧？ You should watch out for them. Let's try to stay away.
Just try and stay away.
对，就不要到那种地方、
right.
不要和那些人有什么contact。这个我觉得在北美呢，后来我总结了一些经验啊，就是 if you happen to be in a sketchy, 哦，英语也可以说 rough
neighborhood, rough,、yeah.
rough 就是不 smooth 的不安全的地方rough neighborhood, 你也不要怕，你就赶快的 try to get out of there.
Yeah.
反正就是你会看到很多 neighborhoods, 特别 downtown 市中心就会有这样的人，他们就露宿在街头、或者看一看就是有毒瘾的人。我之前特别怕我不给他钱他会来打我或者来抢，但后来我发现也不会，你就直接走过去就 try to ignore them, 就好像没听到他讲话。
Right, well, it's different. I mean, in China, if someone's coming up to me on the street and saying, you know, like,
beggar,
a beggar, right,Like, they won't just, like, they'll follow me. They'll follow me forever. Whereas here, it is kind of like, yeah, can I have some money? Just say sorry and keep walking.
好，那 sketchy neighborhoods, sketchy people, 讲完了以后，我们最后来讲讲，其实现在很多就是各种各样的骗局、骗术，对吧？电信的、短信的、微信的。
Sure, it's all over the place.
So,
so here we probably want to say scam.
Scam 就是 S-C-A-M. Scam, 你说的通常它后面有还要有很多plot involved, 是吧，要整套的是一个戏叫你投资什么呀、
right.
或者对，就是之前很多年前在美国就是那种 email scam, 就一个人说我是
Nigerian prince,、yeah.
尼日利亚王子、
right.
我有一大笔钱然后需要你帮我怎么怎么样，你可以得到多少钱。
Well, I mean, I remember going to China, I don't know how many times I got the text message saying, 你好我是房东。
哦、oh, 对这种就是可以叫一个 text scam,
text scam, yeah,
scam. 然后这些人这些骗子叫 scam,
scammer, scam artist,
scam artist.、这里用 artist 艺术家这个词，其实也就是因为他们真的 they put so much work into this,
right, yeah,
就所以特别、Genius. 特别让人讨厌，特别卑鄙，特别 despicable 的，对吧？那如果很不幸你被骗了，你可以说 I was scammed.
I was scammed. Yeah, I got scammed again. I got cheated.
Or I got conned. 最后要说的。就前段时间不是有中国的留学生也好游客就是在国外失联。
Okay, so missing.
Went missing. Someone went missing,、失联啊。其实我这次在欧洲在巴塞罗那的时候正好就碰到那个恐怖袭击。就是一个van, 面包车去在它很主要的一个街道冲撞。So I found myself, I was in the middle of a terrorist.
I know, we were so scared.
对，我爸爸妈妈特别担心嘛，就在微信上面，其实，就真的觉得很 it's terrifying.
Terrifying, yeah.
对，因为 terrorist 是一个恐怖袭击者，对吧？ A terrorist attack, 恐怖袭击。
Right.
因为 their whole point is to terrorize people. 我当时让我觉得特别震动，因为我前一天就在那个地方，而且差不多也是他恐怖袭击发生的那个时间。And even when it happened, I was only 2 kilometers from
right,
the place.、
Yeah.
然后就听到很多的警车警报 ，police sirens, ambulance.、然后但 整个巴塞罗那那个秩序还是蛮好的。接下来就是比如你要坐地铁坐公共汽车，就是免费的，要让大家赶快都能回家回到酒店啊什么，就是 you know you just feel so close yet so far away from the attack and then all the people who lost lives in the attack、好，那我们今天的节目分享了一些的 misfortunes of life、生活当中比较不幸的，万一遇到这些被偷被抢啊，英语怎么说，然后可以怎么报警啊什么，希望大家觉得今天的内容有用。那如果你想继续学习实用的英语，也听到更多就是英语背后就社会啊文化的故事呢，大家可以看一下我们开言的会员课程，因为我们有比这个节目更加详尽更加丰富的解释和配套的学习资料，可以让你把英语学习得更好。大家可以到我们的微信公众号，你点开菜单，我们有免费试用的链接，然后旁边呢也有购买的链接，就是你试用以后如果觉得适合自己喜欢的话呢，在微信公众号升级有最优惠的价格，学习一年只要629。好，那不知道大家在出国旅游的过程当中或者在国内有没有碰到我们今天所说的这些啊，都可以留言跟我们分享，然后有什么窍门 to watch out for these you know, thieves, con artists, 也可以在留言里面交换自己的经验。Okay, thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, stay sound, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.